Many vehicles today come with an anti-lock braking system, ABS. This system has been around for decades, but many people do not know what it is or how to properly use it. If you have a vehicle with an ABS control module, it is important to know how it works. The main purpose of this type of system is to keep your vehicle's wheels from locking up and skidding uncontrollably. When someone applies the brakes too quickly or is driving over ice, it is possible to start sliding or going into a spin. A wheel that is skidding is not getting the traction it needs to pull the vehicle out of a spin. In order to prevent this, anti-lock brakes have four main components: the speed sensor, controller, pump and valves. Speed sensors are typically located in each wheel and can provide information on if the wheel is about to lock up. When you put your foot on the brake, the speed sensor picks up this data. The controller works as the computer part of the vehicle, getting data from the speed sensors and controlling the valves. The valves and the pump are the pieces that give and release pressure from your tires. There are three positions the valves are typically in, depending on how the system is assembled. In one position, the valve is open and pressure is passed from a master cylinder onto the brake. In the second position, the valve actually blocks the brake line. This would help keep pressure from rising even more as the driver pushes the brakes harder. In the last position, the valve actually works to release some of the pressure from the brake. So how does the ABS control module actually work? Many systems operate simply. The controller is constantly monitoring the speed sensors, watching for decelerations. A deceleration happens when you apply your brakes. The controller watches for any deceleration that is out of the ordinary, as a wheel typically experiences a rapid drop in speed right before it locks up. If the controller senses a rapid deceleration, it will reduce the pressure on the brake until there is an acceleration. It will then increase the pressure until there is a deceleration again. This can all happen very quickly, even before the tire can significantly change speed. This helps the tire slow down at the same rate as the car slows down, preventing skidding. There are many different types of these systems, and it is good for a driver to be familiar with which system they have. It is important that if you have anti-lock brakes that you not pump the brake pedal in the vehicle. Some drivers are taught to pump the brakes as a way to prevent their tires from locking, but that is only true in a vehicle without an ABS control module. If you have such a system and pump the brakes, it will take longer to stop. Hold your foot firmly on the brakes. You may feel a pulsing in the pedal, but that just means the system is working properly. There is a bit of debate over whether or not an ABS system control module actually works. In many cases, drivers simply do not know how to use their system. By learning more about their vehicle's capabilities and how to use them, drivers can avoid dangerous braking.